We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
On the Eagles Sports Network from Learfield, this is the EWU Football Coaches Show, presented by Northern Quest Resort and Casino. Now, here are your hosts, Larry Weir and Paul Sorensen.
And welcome. We're inside M&D. That's the new movie and dinner theater complex here at Northern Quest Resort and Casino. Coach Best just wrapping up his highlights. The Eagles practiced today, so everything kind of running a little bit behind times here as they play on Friday against Portland State at Hillsborough Stadium in Portland. But because of that, players had yesterday off. Normally today is a day off. Normally they practice Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. And so this week they'll practice Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Thursday they'll walk through things, and then on Friday they will take on Portland State. Our pregame show Friday will start at 6 o'clock, and the kickoff is coming just after 7, as the Eagles will be looking for their fourth straight victory and will look to try to get a tie in the Big Sky Conference standings. Right now they're at the top, along with Weber State and UC Davis, all schools at 6-1 going into this weekend's play. Sacramento State will play against UC Davis. Weber State will play at Idaho State this week, and we'll see whether the Sac State-UC Davis game can happen because of the fires in Northern California. That's causing some problems. Last week's game between Sacramento State and Northern Arizona had to be postponed, perhaps canceled. That ball game, we'll see whether they end up playing that or not down the road. All right, Coach Best is here. Everybody, I think, is connected and ready to roll here at this point in time. So, Coach, great win for you on Saturday over UC Davis. Obviously, that was a tremendous complete game. Would you say that was a four-quarter game for the Eagles?
You know, I got to say probably three quarters and about 8 minutes, so three and a half quarters. That half the first quarter we started out and dug ourselves a 10-0 hole. Didn't do much offensively. They got that third down run for a touchdown on defense. But after about that first 8 or 9 minutes, it was about as solid and sound and as efficient as possible.
All right, Coach. We're having some audio issues here, so we apologize to the folks here inside the building. Offensively and defensively, it all starts up front with the lines. And I thought the offensive and defensive lines controlled that ball game for you.
Absolutely. You know, starting on offense, when you rush for 370 yards, you always give yourself a chance, especially when you hold on to the football for most of the game outside of the one fumble we had first drive of the third quarter coming out of halftime. And defensively, you know, when you talk about their run game, they had two runs that probably exceeded our expectations, but they did that on third down and kind of got us twice. But outside of that, when you hold Jake Mayer and company under 200 yards passing and only give up two rushing touchdowns, and in the red zone they only scored once. It was a field goal. They got inside the red zone once with one field goal. So, yes, the line of scrimmage is where we start practice, and it's where games are won or lost.
Heck with the offense. Let's talk about the defense. I mean, you know, they did such a good job. 59-20, threw up half a hundred on the team that was undefeated in Big Sky Conference play, but five turnovers, two fumbles, three interceptions, just an outstanding job. A pick six that, in my opinion, in terms of, you know, Zuzi Webster stepping up, making a great read, you know, with a tray formation. He was supposed to have a corner blitz on that, in terms of what I understand. Read that, changed the blitz coverage, and then he jumped off a route and went down low and picked it up and housed it. In your opinion, was that a game changer?
Absolutely. It definitely put momentum back on our side because we had just had the fumble, and then all of a sudden they come back. We got in Jake's face a little bit. He was throwing off his back foot. Zoo did a great job of just sitting in the flat, you know, hanging in the weeds a little bit, and stepped in front of the route, and the rest is history. But certainly that was kind of, I wouldn't say the backbreaker, but it was one of the straws that started to sit on the camel's back.
Got the rock rolling down the hill pretty quick. And yeah. and it's, you know, an interception is an all-encompassing thing. You had great pressure all day on Meyer, and anytime you throw off the back foot, ball doesn't get there as quickly. It may hang a little bit. You know, just an outstanding job, I thought, of pressuring. Even though he only got one sack, and that was by Townsend, you did some outstanding jobs of getting him off his point in terms of where he likes to throw and you know, doing some adjustments that way. So, overall, were you pleased with what you saw defensively, lived up to the game plan during the week, and got after it?
Well, you know, yes. And for 10 games now, it's the guys in the guts. And we got one here tonight, Jonah Jordan, JT Tuley, Mitch Johnson, Jimmy Townsend, you know, Dylan Ledbetter, Nick Forstell, you know, Deboria McClain. I mean, you name it. Those guys come off the ball. They get in the quarterback's lap, and then when they do that, if they don't get a sack, the next best thing is those balls hang in the air because guys are trying to throw around guys in their face. They're having to move in the pocket. They're getting off their first, second, and third reads, and they're starting to panic a little bit. So it all starts up front, whether it is the run game or, in this case, a pass-happy team.
It's good to have Fedick back because he lined up a lot on Doss, had a lot of man coverage. He was physical with him, and I thought on the first pass play to him, I thought the defensive backfield really set a tempo because they blew him up, and he actually had to leave the game for a couple plays to come back, and he kind of was looking around a little bit. He, you know, receivers are like anybody else. I like to get in a rhythm. And when you get ear holed right off the bat on a cold day, that's not something you look forward to. So I thought having Fedick in that position where he would come up and have to do a lot of matchups on that, I thought was one of the understated things that I saw in that game.
Yeah, I mean, he's the leader of that defense when you talk about from the back end, gets guys lined up, makes the appropriate checks, IDs, what's going on. He's a coach. He's like playing with 12 out there at the end of the day. You know, he's talking to guys, he's coaching guys, and then on top of that, he makes a ton of plays. And so when they did take that shot early to Keelan Doss, they were trying to stretch the defense a little bit, and we made a play on it. But not only did we make a play, but we're also physical the entire afternoon. That was probably the most fun in a 40-degree weather game against anybody, but especially on your home field. When you hear plastic hit plastic, that's fun. And those take its toll after 60 minutes, that's for sure.
10 games. A lot of stuff has gone on between the end of last season with the 7-4, the leaving, no doubt, this spring, this summer, 10 games into the season, and you have a one-game season to go, but you can't get there without winning. And not only did you win, I thought sent a message to not only the Big Sky Conference, but everybody else in the country. Was that the intention, or is that just what happened?
No, never the intention. The intention is to win. The intention to detail, I thought was very impressive this week. We knew we had a huge test on our hands. We knew we were playing at home, our last regular season home game guaranteed. And so those seniors on senior day, kissed moms, hugged girlfriends, probably fist bumped dads, went back in the locker room and came out with laser-like focus. We made enough plays, and the defense fed off the offense. The offense fed off the defense, and the special teams made a few plays, especially in the punt game, and then rolled Dan's field goal to do more than what was expected, but we'll always take more. And I think it was a well preparation by the coaches, well focused by the players, and then they just executed well for that 60 minutes.
Susie Webster, Co-Big Sky Conference Defensive Player of the Week. Roldan Alcabendis, I think it's the third or fourth time he's received that honor for not only what he did in terms of 8 extra points, the field goal in a terrible kind of, conditions with the cold, but outstanding job punting the football. 4 of them inside the 20, and I think 2 or 3 of those inside the 15, with a very, very good situation. How proud were you of that that side of the game?
That's awesome. I mean, those guys, well-earned, recognized by the Big Sky Conference, and rightfully so, and like I said, Roldan's been, swinging from the ground and swinging in the air the entire season. And so we did not count on him being our punter. We knew it was going to be a competition in camp. He came away with the competition in hand, and he's flourished in those situations. And it also helps not just getting the ball inside the 20, Paul, but also having a defense to be able to put on the field after you get the ball inside the 20, because there's kind of 2 sides to that coin. So not only are you forcing them to go long field, but you're forcing them to go against a defense that's pretty well equipped.
Early on in the ball game, you guys 3-and-out, your first offensive possession. Second offensive possession, you would have been 3-and-out, except they got called for a defensive penalty, which extended that drive and ended up being a touchdown. Was that a big part of this ball game?
Yeah. Just play by the rules. I mean, at the end of the day.
Boy, that was simple, wasn't it?
It's not the way we draw it up, 6 plays and head to the sidelines on a cold day. But we wanted to extend them early, and we took a shot early in the first series, and we're not scared to do that. We'll be aggressive. Calculated aggression is always kind of the way we go about things, and based on how things play out defensively is where Eric's eyes are and where our reads are going to be. But it wasn't ideal. The first 6 plays didn't go off like we had envisioned. Sometimes we have a better thought process, as to what we want to call in games early. We always have some ideas. Sometimes we script, first segments of games. Sometimes we just, go by the seat of our pants and see how they're playing us and if they're doing things differently. But after that hold, we moved the sticks, got another, our first down, and then the game kind of went our way from there.
They were up 10-0 in that ball game, but you guys didn't lose your composure. That's something that having 27 seniors playing their final game probably is a big part of.
Absolutely. These guys are battle-tested. They don't flinch. When someone throws a punch, we know we've got a couple coming back to them. That's what any heavyweight title fight is going to have. It's going to be back and forth. And it was back and forth early, more back first, and then it got, momentum swung on our side. But we knew it was going to be a game that we weren't going to be able to there's going to be some ebbs and flows. Every game is going to be that way. It's not always going to be awesome. When you're facing a great team, you're going to have moments that you're not going to be so happy with. Adversity is we're going to battle adversity every time we go out there on the football field, just no matter how we handle that adversity. I thought we handled it really well.
You've got a program that is used to playing big games in November and December. They don't. Did that factor in maybe to where they weren't really prepared for what you have to do in November and December to win football games?
It could have. Playing at home helps. Our home fans are awesome. The weather helped. I think senior day helped. I think the fact that we're more hungry really helped. I think we played like a not a 7-2 team. We played like a team that was the team that has had the motto for a year, leave no doubt. And so that was something that we like challenges. And we were presented with a challenge, and we came out on top.
I'm going to apologize if you addressed this with Paul, because I was trying to fix some of the issues in here, so I didn't hear everything that was said. You guys did only have 1 sack, but you got a lot of pressure on Jake Mayer, and you made him very uncomfortable in the pocket. The defensive line was outstanding in this game.
Absolutely. Defensive line was great. Jeff Schmitty was great, bringing pressures from the field, in the guts, from the boundary, and kept them off balance. You know, we kept them guessing enough. Chris Ojo's Johnny on the spot again. He got in the quarterback's face multiple times and made him throw things that he wasn't comfortable throwing. And so that played into our hands. And then when we didn't get to the quarterback, we did enough to affect the quarterback's throw, and guys were in position to make plays after that.
Depth. You have three offense. You're leading. You're second in the nation in offense. You're leading the Big Sky, and you're leading the in both in points and in yards. You're missing three starters: your quarterback, a wide receiver, and an offensive lineman. You've probably got a backup or two that's not functioning 100% either at this point in time due to injuries.
Well, but I'm not functioning 100% either.
Well, so. And neither am I.
Me neither.
Depth, that's got to be just a huge deal.
It is, and, you know, we talk about it all the time. It's not just depth, Larry. It's competitive depth. How close can we be for the next guy to step up? If we have a major drop-off, if we just roll out a two-deep, and everyone's got a two-deep, but how close are your ones to your twos? How close are your twos to your threes? The more we can develop competitive depth, the less you're going to wonder what happened at left tackle. We want those questions as to how did you get that guy to slide in there? We didn't even know he played half the game. You know, that's what great programs do, and that's what we are. We are a great program, and programs don't exist for 2 or 3 years. They exist for 10, 15, 20 years, and we've done that over time. And so some guys have to wait their turn, you know, but they compete along the way, and then when the opportunity presents itself, they do a fine job because they knew what it took. They've done what it's taken to get to that point.
AB, I thought you and the entire coaching staff coached the crap out of this football team and had them ready to play when they came out with all the distractions that could have taken place with senior day, all the fluff and circumstance going on, building up to the game, and you guys just came out and got better as the game went on and absolutely throttled them in the fourth quarter. I think congratulations need to go to you and your staff for doing that in week 10. How did that feel personally, you know, when you guys had a chance to come back on Sunday, look at film, see the excitement, and know that the game plan worked on all three sides of the ball?
Well, thanks, first of all, Paul. Credit goes to the staff and the players. I mean, without question, without those guys, we can't do it. You know, we're just coaching coaches is kind of my job, being passionate, being who we are. That's just who we are, Paul. Players make plays, coaches call plays. And so there's a lot of trust in our program. There's a lot of belief. There's a lot of communication. There's a lot of dedication. There's some smiles, but there's some questions, which is good. I mean, good questions. Why am I doing this? Okay. It's fun. It's fun to show up every day to work. It's fun to chew some backside sometimes. It's fun to hug.
I experienced that,
I know
by
you
the way.
Did.
Thank
I know.
You.
I'm surprised you're sitting down. it's just fun. But that's all we know. Whether it's 0-0 or 60-0, one way or the other, that's what you know. If you're true to who you are and continue to believe in what you believe in, the results will come. And they've come, and we're still hungry. We still got to stay hungry because we've got our journey's incomplete thus far.
There's an old adage in the NFL: it's hard to make, it's even harder to stay. And I think you can apply that to college football. You guys have been on the top of the roost. You've had 21 of the last 23 seasons with winning seasons. You know, the opportunity for a 10th Big Sky Conference championship is there on Friday, a 13th playoff appearance. All of that stuff is right there, and you're taking everybody's best shot. Have you noticed that during the season that teams are really ramping up for the Eagles?
We've noticed that the last 10 years. You know, I mean, to be honest with you, that's who we are. We know we're going to get everybody's best shot. It gives me chills to think about it, just seeing the program from three different perspectives, player, assistant coach, and head coach, and not a day goes by that I'm not humbled and blessed to be part of this program, to be around these special student-athletes. The administration, the people, Arancini, are certainly unique and very special, and we don't take this – we take this very seriously, but also have a lot of fun doing it. So it's just a great family atmosphere and a competitive atmosphere, and we'll continue to build on it because it is hard. But we as a competitor, you want it hard. So if it was easy, everyone would do it, and we don't want to be a flash in the pan. That's not who we are. That's not who we're going to be, and that's not who we're going to become. So we'll continue to win games. We'll still continue to recruit the right people and coach their tails off in the meantime.
Friday game, how does that change your week leading up to the game?
Well, I'm not in dress clothes, so that's a start. Come right for practice to here. Tuesday is today. That's the way we looked at it. Gave the players day off yesterday. Tuesday is today. Wednesday will be tomorrow. And then our Thursday will be on Wednesday. And then we'll travel on Thursday morning, which will be our Friday. And then we'll get a sweat in on Friday before the game, and then compete on at 7 o'clock at Hillsborough Stadium for a chance at a Big Sky title.
Two Spokane guys here, one offensive, one defensive. Who goes first here?
Jonah Jordan, because he's already graduated.
Jonah Jordan, he's graduated already. So there you have it. That's how Coach is breaking the tie this week. We will be back with Jonah Jordan. That's next on the Eagle Football Coaches Show. We're live at M&D. That's Movie and Dinner at Northern Quest Resort and Casino here on the Eagle Sports Network from Learfield.
Coors Light, established in 1978 and born in the Rockies, where the only thing more refreshing than your current adventure is what's next. It's why Coors Light is lagered cold for a lighter, crisper taste. Filtered cold to ensure brilliance, clarity, and brightness. And packaged cold for peak refreshment. Because those who thirst for more deserve nothing less than the world's most refreshing beer. Coors Light. 2018 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
For November at Northern Quest, we're giving away a $57,000 No, I'm not being crude. We're just making the prize a mystery. The only way to solve it is to play our Quest for Clues giveaway. You could win up to $5,000 in cash every Monday in November. Plus a shot at that beautiful new So come get one free entry daily and play for even more. Details at northernquest.com.
It's not just working together. Numerica's about bringing people together.
Seems every time I hear about a community event, Numerica's right there, making it happen.
When we came to Numerica, our credit was a disaster. They got us in our first vehicle. We even have business accounts with them now.
I was using payday loans just to get by. They helped me budget. Now I'm debt-free.
They're the first people we call whenever we need assistance.
Flexible loans, easy mobile banking, interest-earning SQL checking. Find everything you need to live well at numericacu.com.
If you use natural gas, you recognize its blue flame. But natural gas is actually invisible and odorless. That's why Avista adds a rotten egg scent, in case there's ever a leak. If you smell natural gas at home, get outside fast. Don't flip switches or do anything to cause a spark. Go somewhere safe. Call 911. Then Avista. We'll take care of the problem and tell you when it's okay to return. Till then, it's a good excuse to visit the neighbors. Avista. We just want you to be safe.
Hey, Eagle fans, we hope you're enjoying the game today. The Cheney Light Department has been a proud sponsor of the Eastern Eagles for many years. The Cheney Light Department has been your hometown expert on energy conservation and services since 1931. They offer a variety of rebates for your conservation projects and will assist you with energy savings. So when you're planning that next remodel or new building, be sure to call the Cheney Light Department at 498-9230 before you begin so they can help you in planning for energy savings. Go Eagles!
Inland Imaging's team of more than 70 subspecialized radiologists is the largest group of its kind in our region. Every day, and for every patient, they leverage their expertise to deliver the detailed and potentially life-saving answers that patients and their physicians need to guide their care. So when you need medical imaging, choose the Inland Imaging Advantage for answers you can trust and care you can count on.
All right, Eagles in action Friday night against Portland State, Hillsborough Stadium in Portland. Pregame show will start at 6, and the kickoff coming just after 7 o'clock here on the Eagle Sports Network from Learfield. Defensive lineman Jonah Jordan joins us now, Meade High School in Spokane. This defensive line, the way you guys have been playing this year, it's just been tremendous. What's it What's it like in the locker room? What's it like in the defensive line room here with the way you guys have been playing football this season?
It's good. We got a true brotherhood in our defensive line. All of our guys, we all love each other. We all go out there and play for each other and play for our team. And I think that's a lot of the reason why we are successful is just the strong brotherhood that we have.
How's things changed last year to this year? Because a lot of the guys are the same between the 2 years. What happened in the offseason? Just a year of growth, a year of maturity? What happened?
I think, yeah, a year of growth, a year of just more bonding, a whole nother offseason, a year of leave no doubt, just a want to be better and to get a championship and to move on.
All right, on that defensive line, you obviously have played a lot of defensive line in your time. You see JT Tuley playing defensive line and what he does to teams in the middle. What is your thought? And just watching him play, whether it's practice, game, or on film.
JT, he causes problems. I mean, I watch him all the time because he is a man amongst boys at times in there. He's explosive. Yeah, he's strong. It must be a nightmare to try to draw up how you're supposed to block him on Saturdays for sure.
You're an undersized guy as a defensive tackle. So how do you survive in a world of 300 pounders?
Leverage, get off, hands, just all the things that Stranley teaches us that I practice every day.
Jonah, you kind of had those tendencies going all the way back to Meade back in the day. We used to watch in the GSL, and you were a man amongst boys, you know, back in the time. But then making that transition from high school to college, for you, how did that transition go? Was that a big leap, or did you feel like, you know, after the redshirt year or whatever, you know, took place, did you feel like you were ready to go and just got bigger and stronger each and every year?
Yeah, I think it was just me getting bigger and stronger. I think that was a bigger thing. I think I've always had talent and the things to do it. I just think it for me, it was just mentally learning the system and learning how to use my hands, learning just the little things that would make me a good college player.
People don't really understand, you know, how much hand fighting goes on, how many different kinds of move, whether it's a rip move or an under-over move or a swim move, or in my case, a move where I get buried and two guys land on me like you were doing to Davis, you know, out there. But, I mean, is that something you've always had? Or is that something after watching film and playing with different, you know, linemen, you've kind of picked up little traits and tendencies from them?
Yeah, I've been pretty good with my hands in the pass game, but hands in the run game are something that I lacked coming out of high school. So me growing with my hands and my strike in the run game was huge for me because, I mean, leveraging your man, the shoulder pads, holding on, grabbing, and moving people around is huge.
How much fun is it when you can dominate an offensive lineman and they get frustrated? And I know offensive linemen, we have one right here, never hold. Let's be honest. They never hold, do they? You know, so you guys have to, the occasional time that maybe they do, you know, do you have moves, something that you can get guys away from holding on to you?
Honestly, it's right when the ball, the get off and the strike, you just got to be aggressive in there. When you strike, you got to get knocked back, and then you just got to out physical the man across from you, honestly. When it comes to when you're holding on to you got to get rid of him.
Leave no doubt is the moniker, and Davis tried to do a little hashtag leave no doubt.
Yeah.
Did that leave a little bit of a bad taste in the Eagles' mouth?
I can't.
Or was it a joke? Did you guys think of that? That was funny, kind of a yee ha ha.
Nah, it definitely left a bad taste in my mouth. That's definitely ours. I take pride in that personally.
So do I. And I agree with you. And it showed on Saturday. It was awesome because you let your actions speak louder than their words and came through and crushed them. Last year, not getting into the playoffs, how big a difference has that been for you and as a team, having 27 brothers out there that are seniors on all different aspects, not being able to get in the playoffs where probably deserve the opportunity? Has that fueled your guys' fire for 2018?
I think so for sure. I mean, last year it crushed us not getting in the playoffs. I mean, that's what you work for all season, and we really thought we were going to make it last year. So this year, that's why I feel like we go out every week with a fire to do the best we can to get a W each and every week.
They got 20 points on Saturday. You guys hadn't given up more than 17 in any conference game. So was the defense upset they got to 20?
Yeah.
Yeah, we were. Good job.
Yeah, we were pretty upset about that.
You know, but having said that, they were two long runs, and you guys almost held them without a touchdown outside of those two long runs. So two plays – over a course of 60 or whatever it was in the course of a game, you know, sometimes that can make a difference. But overall, you guys had to be happy with what you did.
Yeah, we played a solid game on defense. It almost kind of made it worse that it was just those two long runs because we were playing so solid. If you cut those runs out, there wasn't really anything much out there for them.
All right, so we know you've already graduated. So what did you major in, and what do you want to do with life after football?
Right now I'm getting my MBA, so I'm going to finish that in August and then just start working, trying to find a job in a career.
Mead High School guy, why'd you choose Eastern? You had other options.
When I came to Eastern, it was obvious that there's like an atmosphere of winning and of the brotherhood. The guys that I came with on my official visit, they were awesome. And I just knew it was the place for me.
So when you have hosted other guys coming in, have you welcomed that opportunity to impart to these young men what was given to you when you came in?
Yeah, the best I can. I let them know that, you know, this is our locker room is truly a brotherhood, and that when they come here, they'll have a 100 brothers here with them to help them through their college life here at Eastern.
Who were some of the guys that maybe helped you out early on?
Andre Lino, Albert Havili, those were two big guys. Samson Ibukam was another one. Ashton Boothroyd was the one who hosted me on my visit. He was a good one. Dylan Zylstra. A lot of the linemen, they were pretty close. So, I mean, everyone had an impact.
All right, so we've got a Mead High guy here. We've got a CV guy there. When Mead and CV play, do you guys, you know, give each other – is there anything going on behind the scenes?
I think didn't Mead beat CV to go to the playoffs this year? Yeah, yeah. I was looking for Bo to tell him about that, but I didn't get a chance to.
Jonah, thanks for the time. Congratulations on a great career. Hope you've got a few more games in you here before you have to hang it up and you can end it in Frisco. Thanks for the time.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Jonah.
Jonah Jordan here with us. When we come back, Bo Bias will join us on the Eagle Football Coaches Show. We're live at M&D. That's movie and dinner at Northern Quest Resort and Casino here on the Eagle Sports Network from Learfield.
I'm Gus Johnson. I'd like to share my thoughts on being local. Accountability. When your name is on the door, you know you need to stand behind your product every day. Community. We're invested in the community, just like you've invested in us. We live here, work here, and reinvest to help veterans, homeless, kids, and schools. We are one of the few truly locally owned and operated dealerships. So when you have a choice to buy a new or used vehicle, choose Gus Johnson Ford, the Ford expert on Auto Row.
Washington Roots, not-for-profit, dedicated to community. That's us. MultiCare. MultiCare Valley Hospital is now certified by the Joint Commission as the first advanced joint restoration center for total hip and knee replacements in Washington. With shorter hospital stays, our patient satisfaction scores are 18% higher than the national average. From the routine to the advanced, our dedicated staff is here for you. Learn more at multicare.org/valley-joint-restoration.
The Learfield Director's Cup, the highly recognized mark of distinction in college athletics across all divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow your favorite team's pursuit for excellence in this prestigious annual award through thedirectorscup.com, USA Today, or at L Director's Cup on Twitter or Facebook. Learfield Director's Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics since 1993.
We are motivated. We are dedicated. We are stepping up. We have passion flowing through our veins. We are vital. Inland Northwest Blood Center has joined forces with 127 donation centers across the nation to form Vitalant. By joining forces, we can help more people realize their life-saving potential and make every drop of blood count more. Learn why your donation is so vital at Vitalant.org.
Welcome to Jimmy John's.
Hi. Your new 9-grain wheat sub is so good. How do you make it?
With the highest quality ingredients and love. I mean, we definitely don't sing at lullabies when it's baking. Lullabies are what parents sing to babies.
Right.
And we don't use a baby carrier to carry the warm, fresh 9-grain wheat subs to the cooling racks. I mean, they're not babies. They're for making delicious sandwiches.
Okay. I'll take a turkey tom.
Oh, don't name them. It makes it harder.
Try our new 9-grain wheat sub, Jimmy John's. Wheat yeah, freak yeah.
For November at Northern Quest, we're giving away a $57,000 No, I'm not being crude. We're just making the prize a mystery. The only way to solve it is to play our Quest for Clues giveaway. You could win up to $5,000 in cash every Monday in November. Plus a shot at that beautiful new So come get one free entry daily and play for even more. Details at northernquest.com.
All right, so there's a lot happening this week with Eastern Athletics. Tomorrow we've got our first basketball coaches show of the year. We'll be at Barrel House Pub and Pizza in Cheney. Coach Leggins, I believe Coach Shuler will be with us as well. We'll have special guests. That's tomorrow at 6. Hope you can join us at Barrel House for that. If you can't, we'll have it here on the radio starting at 6 o'clock. Wednesday, the Eagle women, their basketball team at home taking on Eastern Oregon. Friday and Saturday, it's the 2K Classic benefiting the Wounded Warrior Project. Eastern will host Wisconsin Green Bay on Friday in the second game of the day. The first game of the day will be Missouri-Kansas City going up against University it's Morehead State against Missouri-Kansas City. Eastern will play Wisconsin-Green Bay, and then the winners and the losers will play on Saturday. Obviously, the football game Friday night with our pregame show at 6 and the kickoff at 7 from Portland. Offensive lineman Bo Bias joins us now. Eastern had 94 offensive plays on Saturday. You were on the field for all 94, plus the 9 place kicks, the extra points and the field goal. So 103 plays in a football game.
That was the first time I've ever done that in my career. So it was great, honestly. I mean, it was fun to go out there and compete, and it was a lot of plays. I had no idea it was that much until we kind of went over it yesterday. And so, I mean, I didn't really notice until I woke up the next morning, but it was great.
Did it take you back to high school a little bit?
Yeah, actually it did. I mean, I used to play a ton of reps in high school too, and so it was nice to finally get back to that and stay on the field as long as possible.
You were a tight end and a defensive end in high school. You came here as a tight end. You played your first, I think, 3 years as a tight end. So what happened?
They just said, you're playing offensive tackle, and so they said put on the weight, and then I kind of got up to it, and then they kind of got their guys back, and so I got moved back to tight end, so played another year at tight end, and then actually probably just a summer. And then got moved back once we had another injury, probably after Texas Tech. And then just been a tackle ever since then.
So how hard is it to put on the weight?
That was probably the most difficult part of the transition for me. It was just the weight because, I mean, I was never a heavy guy. And gaining weight was always kind of an issue for me. But once you kind of got into a system and you started eating, you had your plans, it stayed on and it got a lot easier.
You thought at all about how hard it may be to come off?
No, not really. I think I've always had no problem losing weight. So I have a feeling it won't be too hard to drop back down to where I was before.
All right, this offense, second in the nation in total offense. You're, as we said earlier, tops in the Big Sky. 372 yards on the ground last week, 669 yards total offense, 4 games this year out of 10, 648 yards or more for this offense. What's it like being out there?
I mean, it's awesome. I mean, everyone is just so explosive. I mean, all the way from the offensive line, the receivers, our quarterback, running backs, like everyone is just, they're just grinders. They want to play. They want to be successful. So everyone just puts that extra work in, and it's awesome to see it all come together on Saturdays because, I mean, we've had so much success. So,
does the change in quarterback matter anything to the offensive line?
Not entirely. I mean, EB is definitely a fast guy. He is athletic. And so, I mean, you're going to get, even if you do maybe get beat a little bit, you know he's a squirrely guy and he has a very high chance of getting out of it. So I wouldn't say it's changed much. I mean, just from offensive line standpoint, but, you know, EB is a very, very mobile quarterback, so that always helps.
Bo, it's been fun to watch you, you know, from the Central Valley days when, you know, you were playing both ways in football, also a basketball player, and I think that really helped you, especially playing left tackle, the blind side, you know. You have to have good feet, and you're not one of the biggest tackles in terms of weight, but you've got really good feet. Has that helped you when you have to go up against these athletic defensive ends and linebackers and maybe safety corners that are coming off the edge?
Yeah, I really do. I think that is definitely one of the better parts of my game. Again, I'm not the heaviest or I will ever be the heaviest, but I mean, I always had good feet and I could stay in front of guys and kind of move my feet, you know, back and forth. And so that has definitely given me a little bit of an edge to get me where I am now.
Has it helped you having to go up against a defensive line in practice? I mean, for all these years, you've faced some dudes over the years. And, you know, going up against Samson Abukam, who's not bad in the National Football League right now. I mean, is having players like that in your ilk, has that made a huge difference for you when you go up against a guy from Davis or Portland State or whatever it happens to be?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it helps so much to be going against some of the best guys in the league. And when you, and even in the nation, I mean, you go against these guys every day and in fall camp. And I mean, you are grinding every day and like you get beat by some of these guys in practice. But then when you think about it in retrospect, like, these are some of the best guys you'll see. And so it does actually help and translate to when you're playing guys who maybe are not as good. So it definitely helps and definitely builds a competitive atmosphere.
I think Larry mentioned, you know, something that I wanted to kind of act on as well, you know, talking about Gage Gubrud, what he meant to this football team. And then when he goes down, that could have been an easy thing to kind of, you know, crumble. But Eric Berrier is a different kind of cat. He's a different guy and he can run. And so he adds a completely different dynamic now. Not that Gage could run. He could. He was good at it. Mm-hmm. But he's so explosive, and he could go and score anywhere on the field. As an offensive lineman, do you feel like you don't maybe have to hold your block as long, or you have to hold it even longer because he's running around all over the place to get chased?
I'm not sure about a safety blanket per se, but it does seem like he does get you out of trouble a lot. And that is definitely nice to have. Like, you never want to think, like, okay, if I get beat, he'll get out. But it's always nice to have in the back of your mind that he's very athletic and he gets out of a ton of situations where most guys can't. I mean, he's just so explosive and he finds these little crevices and he can just go back and forth and he's just a gamer. So it's definitely nice to have that back there.
It sure looks like Bodie Reeder, the offensive coordinator, is kind of tailoring the game that he's calling. You've got some option in there. You got zone. You got stretch. He can throw the ball 70 yards downfield if you have to. This is really becoming an explosive offense. How excited are you, you know, to have the opportunity to show the Portland State guys what you got on Friday?
I'm very excited. I mean, we just have so many guys that can do so many different things. We just have, I mean, a couple weeks ago, we had 10 different guys catch footballs. And so it was just, like, hearing that, you're just like, wow, you have so many guys that can do so many different things. And it's awesome just to, like I said, watch on Saturday, even from an offensive line standpoint. It's awesome.
In the Davis game, we saw one of the plays where they had a tackle eligible, and they threw the ball to their tackle. So have you been lobbying Coach Best and Coach Reeder that, hey, you know, guys, I used to be a tight end. We could put something like that. And they're throwing double passes and reverses and all these other gadget plays, for crying out loud. Why can't they throw a tackle eligible in?
I have brought that up to Coach Booty, and he kind of just laughs and shrugs me off. And it's about every once every 2 weeks. So, I mean, we'll see. I'll keep harping on it, but I mean, there's no promises. I can never. I mean, I don't have much pull up there, so we'll see.
All right. So, senior day emotion for you. What was it like?
It's crazy. I mean, it was just such a long journey. I mean, coming back in 2014, stepping on campus, and I mean, everyone, it's so cliche to say it goes by so fast, but I mean, it really does. From like when you start out to now, and just the people you meet, and just the bonds you make with the coaches. And I mean, I have friends for life that are probably going to be in my wedding someday. And it's just, that is so truly special. And to have it, I mean, last guaranteed home game, I mean, it kind of hit home. It was just a reality check. So
Cassidy Curtis came and joined us at the Northern Colorado game. He was in our Where Are They Now segment on the pregame show, and he had all his rings with him. You and Jonah and the other guys have a chance to add to your ring collection on Friday. How important is it?
It's really special. I mean, we've gotten a couple, and that's another thing that'll make the memories last forever. And I mean, you don't always just think about the ring; you think about the game. You think about, I mean, how far you come, just the accomplishment it is to win a Biscay championship. Like, you are put in the history books. And it's just awesome to be a part of that culture and that stamp in history. It's really special.
What are you majoring in? What do you want to do with life after football?
I'm majoring in business management right now. And I plan on going into medical sales after I graduate. And so I'm just kind of taking steps towards that, and that's the plan right now.
Well, thanks for coming in. Congratulations on a great senior season so far. We hope you've got a few more games left in you here in 2018. Oh, thanks, yeah. Bo.
Thank you, Bo. Appreciate it.
Appreciate it. Bo Bias here with us. When we come back, head coach Aaron Best rejoins us on the Eagle Football Coaches Show. We're live at M&D at Northern Quest Resort and Casino here on the Eagle Sports Network from Learfield.
For November at Northern Quest, we're giving away a $57,000 No, I'm not being crude. We're just making the prize a mystery. The only way to solve it is to play our Quest for Clues giveaway. You could win up to $5,000 in cash every Monday in November. Plus a shot at that beautiful new So come get one free entry daily and play for even more. Details at northernquest.com.
It's not just working together. Numerica's about bringing people together.
Seems every time I hear about a community event, Numerica's right there, making it happen.
When we came to Numerica, our credit was a disaster. They got us in our first vehicle. We even have business accounts with them now.
I was using payday loans just to get by. They helped me budget. Now I'm debt-free.
They're the first people we call whenever we need assistance.
Flexible loans, easy mobile banking, interest-earning SQL checking. Find everything you need to live well at numericacu.com.
At Your Neighborhood Yolks, Fresh is about more than providing nature's best products at a fair price. It's a commitment to sourcing high-quality foods from area farms and making them available to you at the peak of perfection. It's a promise to respect our environment by finding innovative ways to offer a greener shopping experience. And it's remaining a locally focused, 100% employee-owned store, so you always know where your food and your grocer comes from. Yolks Fresh Market. Not just fresh, fresh forward.
The Papa John's Extra Large Pizza Deal means you can share a delicious extra large pie with more people. Like who, you ask? Well, you can share it with your friends and their friends and their friends. You can share it with Becky from work and Kevin from working out, the neighbors on your block, that lady around the corner, the guy up the road, the girl down the street, and the people just across the table. Your family. For just $10, enjoy an extra large two-topping pizza and add a 2-liter Pepsi for just $2 more. Better ingredients, better pizza, Papa John's. Prices and participation may vary, taxes, tip, delivery fee extra.
Washington Roots, not-for-profit, dedicated to community. That's us. MultiCare. At MultiCare Deaconess Hospital, we've recently opened a new state-of-the-art urology center. At the Deaconess Urology Center, we provide the highest quality comprehensive care you need, including advanced robotic surgery, HD medical imaging, and total prostate care. From the routine to the advanced, our dedicated staff is here for you. Learn more at multicare.org/deaconessurology.
Spokane International Airport is a proud sponsor of Eastern Washington University Athletics. The airport connects Eastern fans and alums to major centers throughout the West, with 60 daily departures provided by six major airlines. Nonstop service is available to Boise, Chicago, Denver, Dallas, Las Vegas, Los Angeles, Minneapolis, Oakland, Phoenix, Portland, Sacramento, Salt Lake City, San Francisco, San Jose, and Seattle. And starting in October 2018, San Diego. For real-time flight arrival and departure information, go to SpokaneAirports.net.
All right, we'll be back here at M&D, movie and dinner at Northern Quest Resort and Casino next Monday. Coach Best will have highlights from the Portland State game, and we will talk about that game, look ahead to what is next for the Eagles. But first things first, it's Portland State on Friday night, and this is a team that they traditionally play Eastern pretty tough. But in 2012, 14, and 16, I think the Eagles won Big Sky Conference championships after winning in Portland. So that's not a bad thing.
No, not a bad thing. Everyone plays the Eagles tough. So we expect everyone's best shot on the road at their home stadium. They have two of them, so we'll get a chance to see Hillsboro, and we'll get in Thursday evening and get ready to go. But they're offensively, they can move the ball on the floor. They'll stretch you. They'll throw some verticals and test you through the air that way. So our corners will get tested. They'll get in multiple sets. They like to move the sticks a lot of times. Mr. Alexander's a slippery one now. Third down, he's moved the ball a lot, scrambling, getting out of harm's way, and resetting the chains. And so when Bill Chaves calls me and says, hey, you got to make sure you spy number six after having just played him, Being my old boss, I had to listen to him then. I still listen to him now. So he's right on. I mean, you've got to make sure you got to have a set of eyes, especially in dropback situations, to track out Davis.
Well, and offensively at times against Eastern in the past, they will run wildcat. They'll run two or three or four different quarterbacks into the game. They do all kinds of different things, and they're not. This is their playoff game, so they'll leave no stone unturned on Friday night.
No doubt. Whether it's special teams, they'll have something up their sleeve or multiple things up their sleeve, whether it's an onside kick, a bunt middle, you know, some type of fake and punt. We'll be ready. You still got to stop it, even though you're prepared for it. But I think one of the most impressive things about this unit or this team is their defensive unit. They've gotten better since they faced Montana State early on in the year. So they've kind of created their identity as a man team. They play bare front, so they play basically they cover every offensive lineman up. They make things very difficult. They have a sweeper we call sweeper, sitting at about 6 yards deep, try to keep him clean so he can make plays sideline to sideline. And so when you talk about them, I think they've really found their identity on defense. They make things tough for you in the run game, and they challenge you in the pass game because they play so much man.
PM Sadat's their defensive coordinator, and he's a good one. He's been at Army. He's been all over the place. And, you know, Idaho State threw four long touchdown passes in the first half and was just shredding them, you know, and man-to-man. They come out in the second half and jump to a zone and kind of shut them down a little bit and made it a heck of a ball game. So normally the old regime would have just stayed in that and not changed. And he's been a guy that's shown that he'll play whatever he thinks defensively they can do on the coverage side, you know, in terms of whether it's man or press man or zone or a combo. You know, and that can be problematic as well. So you're going to have, you know, the same kind of challenges, I think, facing a defense that's had some good moments and some tough ones. Is that a concern for you as well?
It's always a concern. You know, when you're playing man teams, the timing's different than, you know, when you're trying to find holes in the zone. And we've got to protect because a lot of times the offensive front, they're going to be 5-on-5. There are going to be a lot of single blocks, not too many double teams. When you're only bringing four, someone's getting doubled in the guts. So we're going to have to, you know, dot all our eyes and cross all our T's, and like I said, you know, whether it's special teams or offensively, they throw wrinkles. Defensively, we're expecting some wrinkles too. And so Payam's been around the block for a while. He's got experience. If something's not working, he'll go to, you know, plan B, and if he needs to jump to plan D after plan A, he'll do that as well. So we've got to be ready. We've got to have answers, and that's what our duty as coaches is, to have answers for our players to be as successful as they can to bring home a Big Sky championship.
I loved your comments earlier in the week, which is Monday today. Basically, they're talking about you're playing in Hillsboro. It's the last game of the year. It's a Friday night in Portland. There's a lot of stuff that's going on. It's probably not going to be a sold-out, ravenous, crazy Grizz Stadium, Roos Field type of environment. You're going to have to create your own kind of energy, but you said it so well, and I want you to comment on this about Eastern taking care of Eastern's business and doing their own thing and worrying about the Eagles. And is that kind of the motto going forward this week?
Well, I mean, when you're playing for number one, I think it's easy to get up for, you know, that first and foremost. So you got a chance to call yourself a champion. And there's people in this world that have never had that opportunity and never will have that opportunity. So when you have that opportunity, you got to seize the opportunity. Whether there's four fans or 4,000 fans, it doesn't matter. It is us. I challenge, you know, people all around Portland and the surrounding area, let's dress in red, come down. Let's outnumber their fans at the end of the day. This is the last regular season home game. We've got a bunch of guys from the west side of the state and the greater Portland area. So there's no reason there can't be 2,500, 3,000 people clad in red. That would give us an extra, you know, a little oomph, a little bit. But at the end of the day, you got to score more. And the only people that can score more is us. And so we've got to focus on ourselves. No matter what's outside of that rectangle, it doesn't matter. It's what goes on in between the lines. And so our focus is good. We still want to have fun. We don't want to overfocus, you know, because there's no need to overfocus. You prepared the same way for 10 times. Why not do it 11th and let the thing fly on Friday night?
Is there a fine balance there when you talk about that as far as over-preparing and maybe taking the fun out of it?
Absolutely. You know, the older you get, the less fun it becomes, whether it's, you know, your senior, you kind of got some aches and pains, and but that's when you rely on those 27 seniors to say, hey, you know, find some more fun, help these guys out, because it's not all business. You know, we talked about it this week, is it's not all ball this week. Even though it's a Friday night game, everything's moved up, it's not all ball. You still got school, still got a study table, you still got family, still got friends. And so don't lose sight of what's at hand, even though you're playing for a championship. But don't prepare any different than you did, because what you've done to this point has got you to this point. And so just live in the moment, love your teammates. And if you play your best, then awesome. If you don't, your teammate will pick you up and we'll find a way to get it done. But at the end of the day, we just got to come out. If we play with energy, we are efficient, and we come focused, which I know we will be. That's the least of my concerns as far as what's on the table. We'll let the chips fall where they may, but I like our chances.
I think you've been around for all the championships with the exception of the 92 one. And I can't remember 07 if Eastern won a share of the title or not. But we're just talking about championship rings. What do you do with all yours? Because you've got a bunch of them.
Occasionally they make an appearance. I think the last time I brought them out was the first camp in 16 with the offensive line, just set them out. The first meeting we had in the offensive line room, which happens to be the locker room, and just set them out. And these are the things you play for. You can't take this away from me. You can't take those away from the guys. This is something materialistic that you can show people, all the hard work, all the perseverance, all the time in the off season, that no one else has. There's only certain people that are allowed the opportunity to have championship caliber teams, and Eastern's been afforded that opportunity for a long time, but it doesn't come easy. Every year it gets harder. Eastern Washington's won 9 Big Sky championships. I've been part of 8, and I'm a greedy son of a gun, so I won 9.
And so that means basically if you wanted to resize these things, you could wear them like brass knucks.
Yeah.
You have one on each finger, you know, you ball up your fist and there you have it.
No, it's one of those deals where you really appreciate, because you know what goes on. And at the end of the day, every person that's a student athlete practices the same amount of time, and there's only one champion with that they can look back on. And there's other coaches, half the you know, nation loses every single week. And so it's one of those nice experiences to be able to look back and say, boy, that took a lot of work. But you got to be on your game all the time. Those things don't just happen. Those things aren't won from August until December. Those things are won from January up until August, and then having some luck from August and beyond. So I give a ton of credit to the players, ton of credit to the coaches, the support staff, the administration. I can't say enough about what we've given, been given the opportunity to be as successful as we have. And the ball's bounced our way a few times this year.
Lots of Eagles in Western Washington, Western Oregon the last few years. When you've made your trip to Portland, they have come. They have outnumbered the Portland State fans, and it's been a good environment. I'm sure they will be there on Friday night. I know you will be there on Friday night. Coach, thanks for your time. Good luck, and we'll see you back here next Monday.
Oh, it's a pleasure, gentlemen. Thanks, AP.
That's Head Coach Aaron Best. Back to wrap it up from M&D. That's Movie and Dinner at Northern Quest Resort and Casino after this timeout on the Eagle Sports Network from Learfield.
Coors Light, established in 1978 and born in the Rockies, where the only thing more refreshing than your current adventure is what's next. It's why Coors Light is lagered cold for a lighter, crisper taste. Filtered cold to ensure brilliance, clarity, and brightness. And packaged cold for peak refreshment. Because those who thirst for more deserve nothing less than the world's most refreshing beer. Coors Light. 2018 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
At your neighborhood Yolk's, fresh is about more than providing nature's best products at a fair price. It's a commitment to sourcing high-quality foods from area farms and making them available to you at the peak of perfection. It's a promise to respect our environment by finding innovative ways to offer a greener shopping experience. And it's remaining a locally focused, 100% employee-owned store, so you always know where your food and your grocer comes from. Yolk's Fresh Market. Not just fresh, fresh forward.
Pape Machinery Agriculture and Turf is a proud sponsor of Eastern Washington University Athletics. With 19 convenient Pape Machinery locations throughout the West, you're never too far from the high-quality equipment and attachments you need for maximum uptime. Backed by consistent, quality customer service, we're with you every step of the way. To learn more about our current specials, visit us in-store or online at papemachinery.com.
a football game, a movie, a night out downtown. Wherever you're going, Uber is the ultimate in transportation. Never worry about parking, finding a ride, or arriving on time again. Download the app, register for free, and ride in style. Anytime, anywhere. And we have you covered when it comes to getting from point A to point B with Uber. Use code GOEAGS and get $10 off your first ride. Uber is your ride to anywhere. Get the app and get around easier.
From Cape Elva on the coast to the farmlands of Fairfield, from way up in Blaine to way down in Camas, when you play Washington's Lottery, all of Washington wins. Last year, lottery winners took home $423 million. $127 million went to education. Local retailers received $34 million, and $12 million went to stadiums and exhibition centers. This is all made possible by lottery players just like you.
Numbers rounded, must be 18 or older to purchase. Statistics and figures are from the 2017 Washington's Lottery Comprehensive Annual Financial Report.
College football fans, you can sleep easy tonight. Go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code COLLEGEFB and get great discounts throughout the website. They have pillows, bed sheets, mattresses, and even a bed for your pet. So go to MyPillow.com and use promo code COLLEGEFB and save big on great products today. Again, that's MyPillow.com and use promo code COLLEGEFB.
All right, as I said earlier, there's a lot of stuff going on this week with Eagle Athletics. Tomorrow night, Barrel House Pub and Pizza in Cheney. It's our first basketball coaches show of the year. We'll hear from Coach Liggins. I believe Coach Shuler will be there. I think we'll have at least some other guests that will also be there as well. So that's tomorrow night starting at 6. We hope to see you at Barrel House Pub and Pizza in Cheney for the basketball coaches show. Women's basketball at home on Wednesday night. They take on Eastern Oregon. That's a 6 o'clock tip-off for that ball game. Obviously, Friday we have football, but Friday and Saturday, it's the 2K Classic benefiting the Wounded Warrior Project. Four games in Henri's Court in Cheney. On Friday, it's Missouri Kansas City taking on Moorhead State in the first game, then Eastern against Wisconsin Green Bay in the second game, and then the winners and the losers will play on Saturday. You can get tickets in advance by going to GoEags.com, and we hope you go out there and support that because, again, it is the 2K Classic benefiting the Wounded Warriors Fund. So that's a very worthwhile deal there. Monday night, we'll be back here at M&D. That's Movie and Dinner at Northern Quest Resort and Casino, their new theater. We'll have Coach Best. We'll have player guests. He'll have highlights starting at 5:30. We'll have the radio program starting at 6 right here. And, of course, the football game on Friday from Hillsborough Stadium, 6 o'clock for our pregame show, 7:05 for the kickoff as the Eagles take on Portland State to wrap up the 2018 regular season. Eagles moved up one spot, ranked third and fourth now in the two major polls going into that ball game coming up on Friday. Thanks to Jonah Jordan. Thanks to Bo Bias. Thanks to head coach Bo Baldwin. Thanks to you for listening. For Paul Sorensen, I'm Larry Weir. From M&D, Movie and Dinner at Northern Quest Resort and Casino, this has been the Eagle Football Coaches Show on the Eagle Sports Network from Learfield.
On the Eagle Sports Network from Learfield, you've been listening to the EWU Football Coaches Show, presented by Northern Quest Resort and Casino. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation on the Eagle Sports Network.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig, inspiring kid confidence.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.